So, some sad news today.
Live long and prosper.
But actor Leonard Nimoy, who, of course, played Spock on Star Trek, died this morning at 83 from lung disease. He was also a poet, a photographer, a musician. But as he said, he had a mystical identification with the unflappably logical half-human, half-Vulcan Spock.
Mr. Spock, are you all right?
Yes, I believe no permanent damage was done.
What happened?
The occipital area of my head seems to have impacted with the arm of the chair.
Jonathan McDowell is an astronomer at the Smithsonian Observatory at Harvard University. And Jonathan, we know you grew up in England and Doctor Who was a big influence. But what did Dr. Spock mean to you, or Spock mean to you?
Spock to me was the quintessential emotionless scientist character that every scientist now is sort of compared to. And I think, you know, he, on one hand, the passion that most of us who are actual scientists have contrasts with that. But on the other hand, I love the fact that his character embodied the idea that sometimes you have to put the emotion aside and look at the facts, and it valued competence and the ability to be precise. And that was a rare thing in popular culture.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I heard young people a little while back claiming Spock as their spokesperson because they were wrestling with Asperger's. And they felt this depiction of somebody who was so beloved, but who was mostly capable of being logical, was a point in their favor.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think it shows it's great to have a somewhat different person. He really embodies both the alien and also the scientific. And, you know, sometimes I have to wrestle with the fact that people think we scientists are aliens. But he then makes a space for people to be a little different, to see that as a different role model.
Some people in our area know that he grew up in this area. We're in the Boston area. Right. Mm-hmm. He came back often and spoke about the lost neighborhood, the West End, where he had been. We talked to him on this show in 2007 about photographs he'd taken of obese women. He was fascinated with that. He was more than the character, and he was ambivalent about the character. He wrote the book I Am Not Spock and then mm-hmm. I Am Spock. But are you saying that he actually inspire people to go into science?
Oh, I think so, yes. And all of those Star Trek characters of that first series, you know, Spock, the logical alien, Uhura, the black woman on the bridge of a starship, many of those characters opened up for young people an idea that, yes, there's lots of different people who can go and be successful. And it coupled with that very exciting moment of the moon landings, right? Mm. Let's not forget
that
this was the era of Apollo.
Yeah.
And so it was a critical moment in a lot of our upbringing.
What is a favorite moment? Do you have one as you think back on the shows?
Well, I think for Spock, every time he lifts one eyebrow, it's just that slightly, I know more than you do.
Those incredibly impossible near vertical eyebrows.
Right. Exactly.
Jonathan McDowell, an astronomer at the Smithsonian Observatory at Harvard University, speaking about the death of Leonard Nimoy today at age 83. The tributes are pouring in. We have many on our website. Some are saying, be well and prosper. And that's all. But you can weigh in as well at hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnowradio. And hear our 2007 interview at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.